I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 314. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Clergy Child Abuse Reporting Requirements Bill is being presented in hopes of making it easier for clergy to report abuse. I'm KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Second, the Amber Alert out of West Jordan has been canceled. Police say the missing 7-year-old has been found. The suspect is in custody. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Right now, we're looking pretty good on the freeways along the Wasatch Front. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy and cold today, but 20s for highs tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Well, now we're at 34 degrees, and now KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Lindsay Davis, anchor of Prime, streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. Investigators are piecing together what led a gunman to open fire at a dance hall in Monterey Park, California. 11 people were killed at the Lunar New Year celebration over the weekend. The suspect then headed to another dance hall in nearby Alhambra, where employee Brandon Say tells ABC News he had to take action.
The shooter starts prepping his weapon, and something came over me. I had this realization that I needed to grab his weapon. I needed to take control of the situation.
Say forced him to leave the ballroom. The 72-year-old suspect killed himself as police closed in. Authorities say he had no prior criminal record.
Acquaintances are also saying that he never really seemed to have deep connections with anybody. He seems to have been a trucker for much of his working life, seems to have been divorced at the time of the shooting, although some other acquaintances were telling us in our station KABC that he had trouble at home, maybe with a wife or an ex-wife.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Today, relatives saw a video of police beating a man during a traffic stop in Memphis this month. The family says that those officers murdered Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days after his arrest. Co-counsel Antonio Romanucci.
He was defenseless the entire time. He was a human piñata for those police officers.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says he's investigating the handling of classified documents by President Biden and former President Trump in the same way.
We do not have different rules for Democrats or Republicans, different rules for the powerful or the powerless, different rules for the rich or for the poor. We apply the facts and the law in each case in a neutral, nonpartisan manner.
Police say two students are dead. A teacher is hurt in a shooting at a charter school in Des Moines, Iowa. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL In Depth.
I'm Martin Hoke.
The Monterey Park shooting in California that killed 11 now was reportedly caused by this 72-year-old suspect. CNN reports it is the 36th mass shooting in the U.S. since the beginning of the new year. John Huber, former U.S. attorney for the District of Utah, told Dave and Dujanovic this morning he thinks there's no good method for authorities to identify these type of people.
It's hard to put in boxes because every mass shooting is studied and analyzed and try to find patterns so that law enforcement can better intercept the threat before it becomes an actual threat. And we expect so much from our law enforcement, and we know that they are working around the clock trying to figure out how to be better to identify these actors before they act. And I think so, there is some success in that, in finding extremists who have made threats on the internet or otherwise to then gain the attention of law enforcement, including federal law enforcement. But this makes it so much harder because you have the school shootings with the young people that Deb identified in her stats. Then you have this older crowd, and we forget that the guy, if you recall years ago, the guy who shot up the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., that guy was 80-something years old and died before the case could be prosecuted to its finality. And so if you think about law enforcement who have to keep track of gang crime, robberies, drugs, all of the ordinary, generic violent crime we have to deal with in the United States, and then to add on this very complicated layer that we expect them to intercept threats that are entirely unpredictable. How could you predict a 72-year-old guy who likes to go to dance halls is going to take a high-capacity pistol and shoot up the place?
Ballroom dancing, no less. That's John Huber, the former U.S. attorney for the District of Utah. It was first reported that 10 people were killed in the shooting Saturday night. An 11th victim has succumbed. The suspect also died from a self-inflicted gunshot.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.